Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hey everyone. This is a big deal right now because now that I'm thinking about it, because it's now been exactly a year since I started my podcast, and one would have thought that this person who is my guest right now would have been my first guest ever on my podcast.
No, it's not Leonardo DiCaprio.
it's not Leo. You know, a few things happened in our friendship, mainly my fault. And we had a year long, I'm just gonna call it a blip. Is that even a word?
It's like a hiatus.
I think so. It's like a hiatus.
Robert Downey Jr. style hiatus.
Katie, this is why you were supposed to be.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Katie fucking Maloney is finally on my podcast.
We need the applause.
I know. Right, God, I do. I've been like saying that I'm going to start doing that. Like I'm going to learn how to plug it into like the little thing so I can
feel
do
like
that.
Patrick knows about
Patrick
that.
Patrick does. He's like tried to teach me, but I have to be like in a studio for it. And it's just like too confusing.
We'll get you a little soundboard, but I feel like that might also.
A mini one that I can take everywhere with me.
There'll be like poop tracks on there.
Oh, that'll be my favorite.
And like burp ones and like puke ones.
Yes. Yeah, I need that.
I need that
just like I need you. I can't believe that this is actually happening.
Finally. Did you want
to? I would say that you're like the Heidi to my Lauren, or I'm the Heidi to your Lauren, but they never made up. And I'm not sure like how close of friends they were to begin with. So I'm just like not really going to go there.
What about the Whitney to the Lauren?
No, I'm going to say that I'm the low to your LC.
Whoa.
And maybe we just didn't see that they had a fight one time and didn't talk for a while.
Oh.
Don't you think? I feel like that's a little.
Yeah, because personally, I would feel the same way about us not being friends, about LC and low not being friends.
Yeah, it would just be like, it wouldn't make sense.
It would not make sense.
My brain would explode.
Yeah.
So where are we right now?
We're in motherfucking San Diego.
San Diego. And what are we doing?
We're going to go see my love, Justin Bieber.
Okay.
I caught the fever. I caught the Biebs fever.
How does one catch the fever? Because you know what? When I was watching the show back on the like the episodes where I wasn't around for, and I saw you and Schwartz on Vanderpump Rules, and Schwartz like did a naked thing and like said he was like the Biebs, and you're like, I don't know, I don't even like the I don't even know about him. And then all of a sudden I felt like right when we became friends again and made up, it was like you had already been obsessed with Justin Bieber. So what happened?
Okay, so when he started coming out with new tracks from his new album, I was already a fan of Diplo, which Stassi, you don't know what that is.
I've like heard of Diplo. I've heard of Diplo.
And you don't know.
Is that like electronic-y or Vegas-y?
Do you know who Skrillex is?
I know who Skrillex is only because like somebody, like I had to know recently.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, Skrillex and Diplo, this new sort of a collab project going on called Jack U, and...
Yeah, you're losing me. I don't know.
The song, Where Are You Now?
I love Biebs, that song.
Biebs did that song. So when he came out with that, I was like, I was feeling it so hard. And that was also when, you know, he started changing like his hair and he started revamping himself. And he did that thing with
James
Corden.
What?
Yeah.
The roast?
No.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh.
I know James Corden, whatever, the funny dude.
So he does these, like, did you ever see the thing he did with Riddell?
Who are you even talking about?
James Corden did with Adele recently. So he drives around the car And him and Biebs did this whole thing where they like decided that
J-Lo just did this last night. I just saw it on Daily Mail.
So he did this thing with Biebs and they like changed clothes and he was going to be Biebs for the day. And then he did another thing with Adele where they were singing like karaoke style in the car and they just drove around like London. I mean, he's amazing.
So you fell in love with the Biebs because you saw him do this.
No, I fell in love with the song. And then that's when he started changing his hair. And all of a sudden, I was like, it's like when I fell in love with Zac Efron a couple years ago. Like, before I just...
I don't remember that, Katie.
I mean, before I was, like, a really pretty, like, girl. Like, little girl.
I still think he's a pretty girl, just with, like, a hot bod.
Yeah. Okay. So, I felt that way about him, where I was just, like, I thought he was just this cute, like, little girl. And then all of a sudden, like, out of nowhere, they become, like, a man. And they have, like, this hot bod. And they're, like, sexy. And you start to feel feelings down below.
Seriously? Because I've tried to feel feelings down below for Justin Bieber. And I just, all I can think about is like my large body on top of him, squishing him and suffocating him. So there's that.
Okay, that's crossed my mind a couple times because apparently I'm like a size 14. Apparently to
Girl,
people.
Join the club. We're pregnant and fat, I guess.
I'm vastly overweight. Like, yeah. When am I going to announce I'm pregnant? Well, I have an announcement to make. My announcement is all of you are fucking assholes. I'm not pregnant.
You hear it first.
I'm actually like, I wear a 4'6". I also happen to be 5'9".
Yeah.
And like I weigh like 100, you know.
You don't have to give away your weight. I don't even know what I weigh.
No, I'm just saying. I think people have been confused.
Well, because people can be assholes.
Well, they're assholes, but it's like if you put me next to Kristen, I look a little bit more like a normal human. If you put me next to Sheena or Ariana,
well, I look like a monster next to Sheena.
I have at least 7 to 9 inches on.
Yeah.
I look like an ogre.
See, this is my theory about Khloé. Because yes. Khloé only looks bigger. Because freaking Courtney and Kim are so short and petite, and that is so not fair.
Yes.
I remember seeing Khloé in person, and I was just like, that's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my entire life.
I have seen her in person from afar, but I was like, oh my God, like she's so small. That's one thing that people tell me that I, in person when they meet me, that I try to take as a compliment, but they're like, oh my God, you're so much smaller than I thought. You're tall. You're taller than I thought, but you're like so much thinner than I thought. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, I think it's just because, yes, the answer, the short answer of it all is like, did I gain some weight? Yeah, because I finally gave myself a break from the gym for the first time in like 15 years.
Well, my excuse is that I just never went to the gym and it finally caught up to me.
Well, I had conversations with you about that.
I know, and I will never forget them. I feel like the second we became friends, you started telling me, you need to go to the gym because when you hit 25 or 26, it's going to catch up to you.
Yeah.
And you're going to get larger. And I did.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
It was like right when it was like on my birthday. I woke up the next day and I was 17 pounds heavier.
Not true, first of all. But I mean, yeah, no, I did start noticing like that. I used to hear this like quote when I was younger and I didn't know what it meant, but it was like, you wear what you eat. And I was like, does that mean like you're messy and like you spill things on yourself? No, I didn't.
Does that mean you have broccoli? Does Kristen have broccoli?
No, no. What I thought that maybe
safety pin to her dress.
No, I just thought that meant like maybe you were like a messy eater and like it would get on your clothes. But no, it actually meant like, you wear what you eat in terms of like if you eat pizza, like it's gonna stick to your insides and you're gonna be a larger person because of it. So I didn't understand that, but I started understanding that around the time I turned, you know, about 27, which is 3 years ago. But you know, back then I still was like working out, but I just started noticing it was just, you know, more difficult at times. And then you know, like a year and a half ago, I was just like just wanting just to have a break. I just wanted to just
not worry about shit.
I just wanted to chill the F out.
Yeah.
And not like, I mean, I've been a gym rat and working out for the majority of my adult life, or at least until I was like, you know, since I was 15, let's say. And I just didn't care anymore. So yeah, I mean, after a while, but it happened really fast. Like I was good for like 8 months. And then 3 months later, all of a sudden, It was just like, boom, here you go.
That's how I feel, actually. To be honest, I feel like, yes, it was like December.
Overnight.
It was like an overnight thing. And it was like I went one day, I feel like, from being feeling okay to all of a sudden I couldn't even take a shower because I'm like, I can't accidentally catch my reflection in the mirror.
I could not look at myself in the mirror. So it's like, I mean, the biggest indication was when like your period jeans, you know, your chubby jeans where you're feeling like bloated, started getting like a little snug on you, and then like sweatpants started getting snug on you, and then you didn't want to catch your reflection in the whole thing. And then at that point, you know, it had been so long since I was out of my routine that I went into a state of just like acceptance for a minute, and then a state of denial, and then just like a WTF period of like, how that do I even rectify this? So I just started just like thinking I could just dress for my body. Like wearing like baggier things and whatnot. But
You did lesbian chic and then I did granny chic. You know, like we both had our own like version.
But I love my lesbian chic style. Like,
I love my granny chic style.
Well,
that's not fair. I don't like lesbian chic, but I like it on you.
Okay, but I don't mind the granny thing because you're wearing right now, for instance, you're wearing loafers.
Loafers,
but
they're granny
chic. They're chic. They're not granny chic. They're like chic.
Thanks. They are so cute.
You know, I prefer my kicks and I prefer like
kicks. Is that even a thing?
Androgynous style stuff. Like that's to me is comfortable, and I'm all about dressing for comfort. Like, I'm way more function over fashion a lot of times, not gonna lie. But you know, then I just started noticing that I just had to buy bigger pairs of things. But you know, I've got myself back on track, and you know, I was never like content with being, you know, bigger than I had been.
Well,
like,
no,
I
mean, one is. I was nobody is
fit and very. Well, in
that's
shape.
The thing about you is that no matter what, like even if your weight fluctuates, you still are so fit and tight. It's like you're never like juicy. I mean, I don't know. Juicy's not the right word because juicy's good.
I like juicy.
Yeah. So like, I don't really know what the right word is.
Flubbery or like.
Yeah. It's not like you ever let yourself go. Like, you still, like, even when your weight fluctuates, you're just like, you still look like athletic.
Well, I mean, that's.
Whereas
like
I'm just skinny fat if I lose weight.
My like muscle density and muscle memory is pretty insane. So it's like the minute I get back on
track. Lucky you.
And I said, well, it's because I'd worked out since I was very, very young. So yeah. I'm able to kind of bounce back. I mean, it hasn't bounced back as quickly as I'd prefer, but I'm also 30 years old now. So,
oh my God, you
here's
are.
What you have to look forward to. Yay.
You're 30. Mm. 30, flirty, and thriving.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
So
you're 30,
good.
And we just drove to San Diego to go stalk a 14 year old.
He's not 14.
So, what about that?
He is legal and he's of legal drinking age.
How old is Justin Bieber?
I think he's 21 or 22.
I would feel like you would know the exact birth date of Justin Bieber.
I'm more concerned with how big his.
Ew. I can't even think about that. I'm like not into like the young dude situation.
You know what? This is something that becomes new to you, I think, when you turn 30. Like all of a sudden you're like, I'm a cougar now.
Really?
And even though I'm engaged, like I'm still like again. The first was when I was like, Zac Efron, what's up? Get at me, boy.
I'm like so the opposite. I'd rather go like way older than way younger.
I
to have an extreme.
I was that way too because I just was like, I need to meet an older guy who's like more mature and like can be on my level. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I like to be like dominated like that. Like, teach me something. And I just like a manly man.
Yeah,
like
but then
an
you
older
get to the point
man.
Where you want to be dominated by a guy.
I feel like I
that's almost like 10 years your junior.
I don't really know what that's like to date a 17 year old.
I don't
and
either.
Be dominated by one
either.
10 years
but
my
guess
junior.
What you're gonna think about later tonight.
17 year olds, doubt it.
Okay, well,
you know
also,
what I'm gonna think
actually,
about donuts.
Wait, hold on. I'm actually remembering. Okay, because I was into the Where Are You Now, Jack You song with Justin Bieber. But what actually sealed the deal is I had a dream one night.
Oh, that's what it always is.
I had a dream
that
I had a dream that.
Please.
One night there was a knock on our door, and apparently, like, our neighbor, this is my dream, had Airbnb'd their apartment to Justin Bieber, and he knocked on our door, and he's really, really nice. And he was really cool.
Was that, like, the end of the dream? Please tell me that wasn't the end of the dream.
No, that was it. There was not even anything sexual about it. But
are you kidding me? That was the climax of the dream, that he knocked on your door and he was actually really nice.
But guess what? Guess what?
What?
You know what? You know what? When you leave someone wanting more, I woke up, and even though he didn't,
so the beams left you wanting more.
I was curious.
See, to me, this is so, like, I enjoy this fascination that you have with Justin Bieber so much, because I don't get it. I love his music, but I can't see him, like, sexually. I just don't. I can't do it. Like, I was so confused when there were all these rumors about, like, him with Miranda Kerr, and that's why Miranda Kerr and Orlando Bloom broke up, and then Selena Gomez was pissed or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why is Miranda Kerr going for Justin Bieber? I was so confused. I'm like, the age difference is weird, and, like, he's, like, so much shorter than her.
She gets it.
I don't know.
Well, first of all, I don't have any problem with the guy being shorter than me.
You know what, Katie? You just gained a million fans. That's wonderful.
I actually like it. If a guy is secure,
you like it.
I mean, I dated a guy that was shorter than me, and he loved that I was taller than him.
Really?
He dug it. And that, like, made me even dig it more.
So maybe that's where you got it. I wonder where. See, because I don't like being taller than a guy, because I am a basic bitch.
For me, it's like, I'm tall. So it's like, unless a guy is like 6'5", 7", I'm never going to feel small. You know, some people are like, I want to feel small and petite. It's like, yeah. I haven't felt petite since I was like 3 years old.
Well, I've never felt petite. Okay.
I've always, like, I mean, when I was like in junior high school or whatever, middle school, I was taller than all the boys. So I had no interest in them because I was taller than them. So, I mean, that was weird. At that age, that it's such a confusing age as it is. And so to be taller than boys, and they also weren't very nice to me in middle school.
Because they were intimidated.
Like they were like, I got like a little bit bullied. I mean, I didn't get.
Because you were tall and a cheerleader and popular?
Well, no, I'm talking about in middle school.
Oh.
In middle school, I was just tall and lanky and like slightly awkward.
Oh,
and like,
no. And the girls, is this where you're going to start talking about how you were skinny and tall and like not attractive?
No, I was lanky and tall. Like.
Try being shorter and stubby.
You know what? Let me
with
tell
love
my,
handles.
Let me tell my story.
Okay.
I know your story already. Everyone knows your story. Let me tell mine. Okay. It's a short one. But yeah, no, I went through this period where I was not like attracted to the boys, and like I was not part of like a cool clique. Like I used to eat lunch in like a hallway outside the health room class, and
that
I used to have people
sad.
Like I know there was girls telling me that they like giving me like death threats, and yeah, I did get upset. There was times I would like really come home and cry, but I also like at the same time had this own like I like found this like drive inside me to be like fuck these motherfuckers, like not in that language obviously because I was like 12.
No, but, it was in that language,
but I was one of those people that was just like, I had still so much confidence left inside me that I was just like, I don't even care. Like, I wanted to change schools. I come home and cry to my mom. But then it occurred to me that I was just like, you know what? Screw these people. One day, it's not going to matter to me as much as it does right now. And I have plans for myself and whatever the hell. So then I, you know, puberty was real kind to me.
Yeah.
Folks, puberty is a life saver and a life changer. So,
well, some folks don't get that same blessing, but
well,
good for you.
You know what? I'm just saying we all go through it at different times. You know what? I'm now going through that weird, awkward, like chubby phase while you're flourishing.
Shut up, Katie. Okay. I'm about to get like graphic-y, I feel like. I said how I was on my period, and I was like telling a story on the previous podcast about how Katie's period synced up with mine. So I thought this was all like very fitting. I have a new obsession, okay? And it's called MyLola.com because I didn't realize that like tampon companies don't have to disclose like a list of ingredients on their tampons. So everything that I am buying from CVS or Rite Aid, Duane Reade, whatever, I have no idea what chemicals are in them. Lola, basically, is a company that makes tampons that are 100% natural. So 100% easy to feel good about. There's no mystery fibers. There's no chemicals. There's no like doubts about what's going into your body. I mean, listen, we always like talk about how we want to eat organically and we want to like have beauty products that are 100% natural. Don't you think we would want that with something we're sticking up our vaginas? I mean, for real. But that's not even my favorite part about Lola, okay? If you go to mylola.com, you get to like customize your tampons. And by that, I mean you can pick how many light tampons you want, how many super ones, how many regular. I mean, us women know, like you, like no period is exactly the same as anybody else's. Like the first 2 days of mine are the heaviest, and I know exactly what hour that it's gonna stop, and I just know exactly how many light tampons I need. I know exactly how many super tampons I need, and I know exactly how many times I'm going to need them. So when you go to Lola, you can choose that based on what your body is like. So I just think that that's amazing. Plus, honestly, if you go to the website and you look at the box is so sleek, so it's not one of those embarrassing boxes that, you know, is neon and tacky that you have to be embarrassed about having and showing in your bathroom. This one is just like a sleek little like cute. Oh my God. It's adorable. It kind of just looks like it could be a part of your bathroom. You know what I mean? Like a decoration or something like that. So you guys, please go to mylola.com and enter the promo code Stassi and you can get 60% off your first order. I'm telling you, when you sign up for this, you can stop the subscription at any time. You can choose how many times a month you want to get a box, when you want it. Everything is just customized to you. Why hasn't somebody thought about doing this before? I mean, seriously? I feel like I just like my period is like my life has just changed. So be healthy. Don't put any weird shit up your vagina. You know what I mean? Go to mylola.com. Use my code Stassi and get 60% off your first order. That's a lot. Yeah, so happy period.
She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay, listen. I get it. You were popular in high school. And now you're 30, so you feel like you want to be able to have fantasies about the Biebs. You know what I mean? But do you like have a plan for like meeting the Biebs? Like, what are we going to do? Because we're in, you guys, I'm just going to set the scene. We're in the Hard Rock Hotel in San Diego and drinking tequila. Well, Katie's cocktail is out. If you want me to go on a break, I can, in order to make you.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I feel like
but like what would the plan be? In order, are we just gonna go to the concert and I'm hope for the best? It. We're winging it. Yeah.
I've okay. You know what, I will say this. So I became a little bit of not like, I wouldn't say groupie, but, you know, when I reached my, like, teen years, I got into, like, a lot of, like, indie pop, like, emo type bands. And, like, I did a really good job.
Well, you're a music person.
Yeah. No, but I did a really good job.
About of stalking sort of, people.
No.
Oh. Of what?
Just, I would just somehow always make things work out. Like, if I went
to a concert.
So it's
like putting things out in the universe.
I'm like, I'm gonna like hang out with, and I had no, like, when I was that age, I wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna go sleep with this band. And, you know, it wasn't about that, but I was just like, I wanna like create a memory.
Yeah.
I wanna meet this band. And so I would just make it happen.
You know, when I create memories, I turn on Netflix.
Okay, well, we all cream memories. No, I mean, it was more about, like, manifestation. So
I know. Okay, well, so I'm manifesting it right now. Like, I'm putting out this, like, what is it? Like, juju? Witchcraft? Voodoo? One of those things? White witchcraft? Because it's, like, good witchcraft. I'm putting it out there, and I'm, like, sprinkling it all over the place.
Let's just call those vibes.
Okay, Stassi. I'm putting out vibes that we succeed in some way. Like, about Justin Bieber. We should have tweeted this out. I mean, listen, we're verified on Twitter.
You know what? It's not too late.
It isn't too late.
We could still make it happen.
Maybe.
I mean, okay, there was obviously people I could have contacted, but I didn't want to be...
Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you ask a publicist?
You know what? Because I'm not a
psycho. This is why you pay for a publicist. No, that is actually the most normal thing ever.
First of all, Sassy, you would not go see my publicist. Yes, and I
can't believe I didn't think about that to help you out.
Because
I hadn't eaten yet. I couldn't think clearly.
Well, you know what? We did see an accident happen.
That's
so
true.
Maybe my mind was swiped. But also, I like to just kind of fly by the seat of my pants a little bit. I like to suss out the situation. What you do is you find the most vulnerable, sort of person that works there. The person that you think
you sound like you're about to rape somebody. You find the most vulnerable. That's like how rapists.
Okay, fine. You find the easiest person.
Yeah. Okay, but how do you know if somebody's like easy to like let you?
You look for the one that's checking you out. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I just need you to spell it out for me.
And then you give them the eyes. It's oddly enough, I figured this shit out when I went to see Brian McKnight, like when I was like 14. But there was a security guard was like giving me eyes, and I'm like, he's creepy, but like I feel like I should sort of like use this to my advantage. And guess what? I didn't have to sleep with him, but I kind of made eyes at him, made eye contact, did a couple cute smiles, and he asked me if my friends want to go to the front row, and I was like,
what?
Yeah, we do.
I'll give eyes all night long. I'm just gonna be that weirdo in the corner giving eyes to everybody. Like,
okay, no,
not understanding.
I'm gonna leave you at the hotel.
Wait, side note real fast. Brian McKnight, isn't that the one with the video that was at the like Ferris wheelie thing? And it was like,
no, that's Jordan McKnight.
Oh, Jordan McKnight.
No.
Which one's Brian McKnight? Is he like the black guy who's like their R&B? Yeah, one, you're like a dream come true. Two, just want to be with you. Three, because it's plain to see that you're the only one for me. And four, repeat the steps 1 through 3. 5, make you fall in love with me. And never I believe my work is done, then I'll start back at 1.
Oh my God, high five.
Whoa, I knew something.
Ooh.
Damn, boo, I knew something. I never know any music, anything.
Yeah, and I was about, 14 when I saw it. But that doesn't even count like when I was like actually in high school and like, you know, just going to like smaller shows and like the memories that I have of that. So, I got you.
I
feel like us being in San Diego, we're like big fish in a small pond. I feel like maybe we might be able to have a little bit of pull in certain places. We can work a match.
I don't even have pull at the In-N-Out in San Diego. So there's that. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? They're not ready for that. Well, first of all, having pull at any In-N-Out, like, you have to be the president.
Okay, fine. I guess you're right. Yeah. Those 100%. Lines are insane.
I don't even care. I feel like even if you are, like, fucking, like, Usher.
Yeah.
You're going to wait.
True. You are waiting no matter what. Yeah. That baseball team is going right before you, and you are not cutting the line.
Exactly. And you know what? It's kind of the charm of In-N-Out.
I agree. It just makes you salivate like a wolf, so it made that cheeseburger that much better.
It's like down home.
Yeah, it really is. I contemplated getting animal-style fries for both of us, but you said you weren't hungry, so I'm like, better not just add more jiggle on my stomach. So let's just like get a cheeseburger, and then that's it.
Well, I mean, I have been taking full advantage of the new Shake Shack that we have in West Hollywood.
You have? Okay, wait a second. Did I talk about this on my podcast or just with everybody else in my life? I've tried Postmating Shake Shack now, and every single Postmate person calls me when they get there. They're like, the line's like half a mile long. This will take like an hour and a half. Are you sure? And I'm like, just fucking cancel it. I feel bad for you.
Well, you know what? I did that twice. And you know what the thing is like after an hour of them accepting the order, then I got that phone call and I was like, what have you been doing for the last hour and a half that you're
okay, fine.
Doing? You know,
fair.
No, I mean, I got someone accepted the order. And again, it took, you know, patience is a virtue.
Like, yeah.
It took 2 hours, but
2 hours?
That shit came.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got a coffee shake.
Oh.
And I got cheese fries.
Did you get a cheeseburger?
And I got a, yeah, I got a
good
a
for shake, you
a Shack burger with cheese on it.
If and any I got, of you guys are confused, we just finally got our first Shake Shack, and I had never had it before until Katie made me have it in the airport at
first
in
of all,
New York.
The only time you can actually get Shake Shack under an hour
is at an airport.
So I mean, we're waiting for the you know, the shine to wear down on the new Shake Shack in
West
Hollywood.
It's not going to, because In-N-Out's the same way.
The shine wear down on Five Guys, just saying.
Yeah, but also, Five Guys isn't as good as In-N-Out and Shake Shack, I feel like.
Well, not at first. People were all about that Five Guys.
But, like, the taste. What do you think? Like, how would you rate them? Well, if you had to, like, 1, 2, and 3, your favorite burgers, what would they be?
I still put In-N-Out above Shake Shack.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Because I like the sauce
yeah,
and
the
lettuce.
And I like the onions on it too.
And the grilled onions on the In-N-Out, yes. The patties on the In-N-Out are a little weak.
I don't mind that though.
I don't mind it because I'm like a ratio person.
Me too. I feel the same way.
Which
I want everything
I don't
to
like
be
five
even.
Five Guys, the buns are like they squish down to nothing, and I don't want crackers on my like big fat like beef patty that will make me vomit. First of all, I didn't eat red meat. I didn't eat red meat from the time I was like 9 until I was like 20. So, yeah, like you know, I'm a little funny about that, but.
Well, how do you feel about Shake Shack? So is Shake Shack like number
Shake
two?
Shake Shack is number two. Yeah. No, okay. It's good. The taste and the quality of like the burger and everything and the cheese, it's phenomenal. I like that. And I love crinkle cut fries so much. And
you don't know what's
and
up.
And it's because.
Honestly, I'll take round curly fry with like that those freaking seasonings on it a la what? Jack in the Box, right? Any day.
Well, yeah, that's true. But guess what? If we're going to put In-N-Out and Shake Shack against one another, it has to be the full picture. First of all, In-N-Out only offers strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate milkshakes.
The fucking classics. That's all you need. You need the classics.
It's not good enough for
I don't know.
Me. It's not good enough for me. I need. First of all, can you malt the shakes at In-N-Out?
What makes something a malt? I've never understood that.
There's like a. It's like an additive that is like. It's like a.
So it's like a malt aftertaste, like malt balls.
No, it's like it's a malt. It's like a malt thing. It's like.
I don't know what malt is. Like I don't.
Have
like
you had a malt ball like a Whopper?
I've had one of those balls.
Yeah.
So the malt taste.
What's in the ball, like underneath the chocolate and all that. It's like a powder.
Yeah. So it's a malt taste. Yes. So basically it's like taking a regular milkshake and adding malt to it. And then it's like
better. Yeah, exactly. And then also you can do these things called like, I think they're called like concretes or something where it's like a whole on like. You know how
did you
McDonald's,
just say concretes?
That's, I think that's what they're called.
Okay, and this is at Shake Shack.
Yeah, so you know what? McDonald's, they have like a McFlurry.
Yes.
This is like 12 steps beyond that, where they add like all these ingredients and all these flavors. And like
so there are different textures in your mouth?
It's like Cold Stone.
Okay, well, I love Cold Stone.
And they also have like several different flavors too. So I want to be able to get my... like fries on, my burger on, and my like sweet tooth on in one place. Hmm. And as much as I like that at In-N-Out you can do like animal style.
Yeah.
And the grilled onions and all that, like you can the best you can arrive at is like a float or a like Neapolitan milkshake. I mean, Shake Shack just like brings it in with the menu option.
Okay.
And I know like In-N-Out has like all these different options, but like that really at the end of the day, I don't want four burger patties on one bun.
Yeah, I don't
and
want
I
that
also,
either.
And I also like don't need like mustard grilled. I mean, it's not really like none of like the secret menu items have ever really like applied or interest me so much, but Shake Shack already has so many options.
God, you're so good at that. You know what I just realized?
That
people are going to tweet us being like, no wonder you guys are getting tweets about being fat asses.
Yeah, no
because you guys are obsessed with food. Well, yes, we are.
Yeah, my answer to that is guess what?
There's a reason it tastes
guess
good.
What? We're all going to die one day.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about having Shake Shack every single day.
No, just every other day.
No.
I know.
No, I'm talking about like, this is like my like once a month indulgent.
Yeah.
Like
I
indulge like what, like this is what I do. Like I'm not the type of person that goes out and eats fucking cheeseburgers and Pizza Hut every day. Like 90% of the day I'm having like a plant-based protein shake.
Ew.
And like you know, grilled chicken and like healthy stuff. Like I mean, like 80% of my diet is pretty solid, like good food, but I do that because and then now especially I'm like, cuz I'm working out, like I'm able to like indulge and treat myself. Like yeah. That's what I live for. Like I work out to eat and yeah. to drink, because those are the things I really, really enjoy.
I get that, because eating and drinking is my favorite thing.
Exactly.
It's so much fun. Do you know how excited I was to go on a road trip because I knew that we'd be able to get in and out?
I know. We did a detour.
Yes, we did a fucking detour.
In and out
to get me off, in and out.
Got off the freeway and then just like Toucan Sam. We yes. followed our fucking
Toucan
noses
Sam
back yes. to the in and out. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Whatever you need to do.
Back at it again with the in and out detour.
I love it.
Do you even know what that was?
Toucan Sam?
No. Do you know about Damn Daniel?
Damn Daniel.
Damn Daniel, back at it again with white fans.
No, what is that?
Oh my God. Okay, so I think it was more like a Vine situation.
So it was recent?
Yes.
Vine's like only in the last few years.
But I'm talking about like recently, in the last like month.
Oh, no, I don't know what that is.
There was this kid who, he was more or less trolling his friends. You know, in high school, like there's always that kid that's like, it's like the trouble, like he's like the clown, not the troublemaker, but like the clown a little bit, like the one that's like making everybody laugh and all that. So
yeah,
so his friend that he was trolling on was
the
like
one the, I want to date,
the good looking kid. No, you would want to, you would be dating Daniel, the good looking kid that's always like kind of like dressed cute, and like they were definitely from like Orange County or like Newport South, where like they were definitely dressed like more on the surfer end of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day, I think for like a week, he was trolling his friend, and he would come up to him again and be like, "Damn, Daniel." And he, the main one was like, he came up to his friend and filmed him. He's like, "Damn, Daniel, back at it again with white bands." And he did it with this like weird voice and this like
but
accent.
But did that friend know that he was like making fun of him?
He wasn't making fun of vines? Him, but he was just, yeah. I mean, he knew he was filming him, obviously.
But was he, like, playing along, or was he, like...
He would just laugh at it, you know, yeah. But it was, like, a whole, like, sequence.
Well, it's Vine. It's still on. It doesn't go away like Snapchat, so I can still see it, right?
Yeah, but these kids were on Ellen.
Oh!
Eventually. And so, I don't even remember the kid that was filming. I feel bad. The kid that was... initially filming it, that was
so
saying,
forgetful,
"Damn, Daniel."
This dude,
I don't remember. But,
forgettable.
Well, I remember Daniel, obviously. But yeah, they were on Ellen because they became this like overnight, basically, sensation. Where it was funny. Like I'll show it to you when we're done. And it was like, and you'll continue saying it.
Yeah,
but,
I want to see it.
But he came out on Ellen. Like on camera and was saying like, "Damn, Daniel, damn, Ellen." And they both had the white Vans on, back at it again with the white Vans. It's just, it's funny. So she ended up giving Daniel a like lifetime supply of Vans.
Of white Vans or
of,
Vans?
Or just of Vans. But that kid.
That Ellen.
No, that kid donated that to charity.
No way.
Which was so.
What?
Sweet and so awesome.
He was probably underage and his mom made him do it.
They were in high school. I mean, you know what? I don't, first of all, way to be cynical.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? When you're a high school student, I mean,
maybe he was a really
only
sweet
like
kid.
The top 1% of
but
the world would be so kind to do something like that. I wish my brain went there, but unfortunately, I'm a little selfish.
Well, you know what? You're also jaded, as am I, since being out of high school and
that's
realizing
true.
How what the struggles like
yeah.
of being out of that. So I feel like as a high school kid, like maybe.
Maybe, yeah, maybe yeah. it would have been different. You're right. I don't remember what that's
but that
like.
Is a good example of like, you know. Pop culture, paying it back.
You're right.
What's up?
You're right. We need to start a Vanderpump charity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good job out of Daniel.
Good job. Shout out to Daniel. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? That's amazing.
Damn, Daniel. Good job out of you.
So I have a million questions for you. I tweeted out that you were going to be on my podcast, and you have been the most asked about person. Like, well, when is Katie? I get emails before I actually tweeted that I was going to do a podcast with you. I get so many emails from my listeners being like, when are you going to have Katie? Why don't you tag Katie on your Instagram photos? Why doesn't she tag you? Why don't you follow her? When are you going to have Katie on your podcast? I thought you guys are friends again. And I'm just like, because I have to wait until the reunion's over. This is my, I'm not allowed to do, I have to wait for permission to have people on my podcast. And it's been a long fucking time coming.
Better yet, because there would be way too many other questions prior to that we wouldn't be able to answer until now.
That's true. So now we can answer at least as more than we could before.
That thrills me because I feel like, I mean, can I say this? Gone are the days that people call me the most boring person on television.
Like, do you miss that, though?
No.
You don't miss that?
No, because I'm sorry, but I spend how much of my time filming this TV show and give so much to this TV show that when people turn around and call me boring, I want to be like, but if you only knew what
but
the
that's not
shit
just,
I go through.
But that's not because you've never been somebody that's boring. In fact, like, I know, I personally feel like when we're all together, like, I think you dominate me more. I think that. I feel that way.
I mean, I think by, like, the standards of maybe editors or producers or just, like, the show standards, like, maybe my personality and the person I am doesn't work for the show as in a whole. But, like, I think what's honestly lost and missed on the show is that, I mean, will you back me on this? That, like, I'm actually, like, pretty, I'm, like, I have a good personality. I'm pretty funny.
Yes. My favorite people in the world are people that are funny and people that are witty and eloquent. And that's why I love you so much and I respect you so much. And I feel like that gets missed on the show because you're so well-spoken. Yeah. So it's like they want to have you as somebody who is that person that can just be reasonable and level-headed.
But also dumb, which I'm not.
I don't feel like you look dumb.
But I feel like sometimes I'm a little too rational and a little too, like I always say, like, I have a pretty impressive lexicon in terms of things. And I think they cut a lot of that out because, I mean, that's the one thing I'll say is that half the time when I talk, like, sometimes in the words I use and whatnot, people don't even know what that means. And I feel like they just edit them out.
I agree with you because it could people who don't know what you're talking about or the language that you're using, it could sound condescending even though you're not.
I'm not. That's just
you
how
aren't.
I speak.
I know you're not. No, you just have a great vernacular, right?
Thank you.
So,
yes. I love that. But yeah, so I feel like by comparison, they have to sort of just edit it out. And then therefore I become doormat. I have no backbone.
But you're not. You're scary.
Oh, that's yeah, I know I can't be.
Yeah.
I know what, like, I choose to be. No, I'm a pretty fair person, I think. But I think, you know, sometimes I feel like I do. And I've let go of this for a while, but I still do think back on times. And I feel like I don't always get the most fair edit because I feel like even if you talk to, like, people on our crew, if you talk to certain producers, like, they would say that I am a pretty, you know.
Well, that was actually one of the questions that people kept repeating. They said, when do you feel like you've gotten, and I want you to, like, specifically think, and don't call any producers out or anything like that, but when do you feel like maybe a season or a situation, nothing that will get you in trouble? Like, so when you feel like you didn't get a fair edit, like the one that sticks out the most in your head. And don't just make it recent because it's the most, don't say a recent one just because it's the most recent. So it might be sticking out. Try and think about every season.
Okay.
Because I thought of what I would say for you. Do you want to hear what I would say for you first? Or
no,
do you want to answer
let me
it?
Let me say first.
Okay.
And then you can weigh in on it. So, I mean, obviously, like, first season, like, people would be like, were you even there? Like, you didn't say anything. You had no spine. You were a doormat. You were this, you were that. Truthfully, like, that was our first season. We had about, what, 8 episodes? Maybe 10 at the most. Like,
I think it was 8.
We had nothing. And, you know, the fact that early on in the season, pretty much the second day, you and Jax broke up, I mean, it took a whole different turn which is amazing because that's what sort of put our show on the map, which I'm not bummed about that at all. But like, there was so much that happened during that season and so much things to say that like a lot, like I feel like I would feel like 60 to 75% like ended up on the floor because we only had so many episodes and they had to choose like the most just like dramatic, fascinating thing, which I don't disagree with, but it didn't do a lot of favors for me for a season to not have much of an introduction or much of a part on that, because it really was basically, you know, you and Jax, and then there was a lot of Laurelee and like a lot of Frank, and that's fine, you know, but because of that, we all kind of got.
Well, that was my answer for you too. I didn't think you were going to say that. Damn it.
I mean, no, but I will say also this year,
I don't want you to say anything.
I'm not going to say anything I regret, but I just feel like there was a lot of stuff that probably should have been in there that didn't make it on the show, especially with certain people.
Yeah.
There was a lot of conversations, a lot of things that happened that I was very open with, very forthright with, very willing to talk about as well.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can guess what it is.
Assumptions. We can't get in trouble.
I'm not going to get in trouble by calling anyone out on giving anyone more of a favor than me. But, you know, truthfully, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of another side of a story that maybe would have been good to hear. You know, maybe I don't have a problem with nudity. Maybe you just didn't hear my side of things.
Yeah. Agreed. If you've listened to my podcast before, just even once, you know I am obsessed with pop culture. I'm obsessed with fashion. I'm obsessed with magazines, Daily Mail, the whole thing. You know what I mean? That is why Texture, this is a new thing, is my new favorite thing. You know, I love convenience. I Postmate things all the time. I just watch Netflix on the time. I like to binge stuff all the time. And Texture is basically an app that allows you to like binge magazines. I shit you not. Binge magazines. So basically, if you don't want to have like go to the store and like buy a magazine for $3.99 because that shit adds up and is expensive, you can just join Texture and go on your iPhone or your tablet, whatever smartphone you have, and you can look at all of the magazines just on your phone or your iPad or whatever. And you can go like back issues. Like it's not like the magazines go away. You can like go back in time. And even better, you get to customize it. So say you're like interested in, I don't know, Gigi Hadid. Like me. I mean, you can find ways to just read Gigi Hadid articles. I mean, how amazing is that? And Texture will kind of like send you, like, will show you things that they think you actually care about. I mean, how amazing is that? It's basically just like a stalker like me's dream. You know what I mean? But the best part of all of this is Texture is offering my listeners a free trial right now. Free. Legit free. So you have nothing to lose. All you have to do is go to Texture, TEXTURE.com/Stassi, and you get a free trial. So just sign up and see how you like it. And you can get insider access to all of the content from the world's best freaking publications and magazines. I mean, you're welcome.
She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Somebody else asked what the process of starting a blog is like and like really what goes into that. So like from start to finish, you know what I mean? Like what's like the first steps for starting a blog? Like how was that for you?
Doing a lot of research.
First of all, just like any, if I don't know why you wouldn't know this, because if you're listening to this, you already know this, but Katie has a beauty and lifestyle blog called puckerandpout.com. So go there. Okay, continue.
Go there. It took a lot of research. I mean, I had followed a lot of blogs just from my interest in beauty and learning my own tricks of the trades and whatnot that I've been following for a long time. And then when it actually came about of like what kind of blog I wanted to start and what I wanted to look like, of course, in a lot of ways I tried to fashion it after certain blogs that I really loved and admired and sort of long term speaking wanted to create something that didn't, it was not, never wanted to copycat something, but just like, okay, well this I like where this is going, but I want to do something like this, but also add different elements to it and make it a little more specific to myself and you know, stuff that I relate to. But doing a lot of research, and then it's kind of, it's a learning curve. It's a lot of trial and error. And the one thing I didn't realize is just how much that goes into it. I mean, starting out, I guess, figuring out exactly what you want it to look like.
Yeah.
And then sort of mapping out what kind of areas you wanted to cover initially. I mean, you can obviously have a big plan, a big picture of things of ultimately what you want. And that's a really important, I think, is to figure out like longevity wise where you see the blog going. But based on your, you know, your capabilities and your knowledge, to sort of just sort of start to gear it towards that and fashion it around those same ideas is what's important. And Jennifer, who I started the blog with, we sit down and
shout out Jennifer Beeswas right now.
Well, actually she's Jennifer Hoffner because she got married.
Oh, that's right.
Congrats,
sorry.
Girl.
Yes, congrats.
Yeah, she was a very imperative part of things of just sort of like encouraging me and everything like that, and she helped out with that. But like sit down, create editorial calendars was something that we did a lot through like the beginning of it, just because we were very concerned about, you know, just
being consistent.
Being consistent and find the personality of the blog.
Well,
find
that's
out what, like, totally. Introduce yourself to your blog, find out who your blog is going to become, because like with you with Style by Stassi, that's a personal style like diary in a lot of ways, where it does cover fashion and it is relatable to so many people, but it's very much personal style, like where that, as much as like it's like my own like beauty advice and stuff, it's stuff I've learned other places and stuff I've sort of,
well,
like,
see, that's, you know, what I think is so great about your blog, and this is what I get so mad about when I like, you tell me that people are like, you have a beauty blog, like you're so outrageous with what you do or whatever. I'm like, that is the whole point.
Yeah,
because you don't stick to one thing. You're not the Gap. You know what I mean? Like, if there's somebody that could have a beauty blog, it's somebody, or a fashion or anything, you know, it's somebody that pushes the boundaries and experiments all the time. So you then can go back and be like, I have tried all of this because I like all of this, and I do all this, and I'm not opposed to anything. I don't stick to one thing. Who's going to fucking read a beauty blog where somebody does the same hair and makeup every single day?
Yeah, well, that's one thing.
So that's what makes it great.
I think you, since you've known me for what, like the last 6 years, is that you've seen I change things up all the time.
Yeah.
And I would, if I could change my hair more, and I could, I mean, I would never stop changing things. And I'm like such a product whore.
Yeah.
That I always want to find like the next product I'm going to fall in love with. And I like, I don't have a routine.
Yeah.
I don't have a routine. When people ever ask me like, what's a day in your life or what's your beauty routine or not, it changes all the time. And I love that, because that's, I think, what makes the dynamic of my blog so great, is because I'm always willing to change things up and find new things I love, because that is sort of the
by definition, that is what somebody who is teaching other people about beauty and lifestyle, that is what it should be.
And that is the world of beauty, is that it's
always
changing. And
yeah.
I'm obsessed with the new trends and the new products and everything that comes out, and that's, and I'm willing to fluctuate and everything like that. So I'm almost like my own like little guinea pig.
Yeah.
And for everybody else. And yeah, there's some things I find that I stick with and I stand by 100%. Like, do you remember at,
what are those?
This is the best one that people like freak out about. I don't remember where I saw it on. It might have been, either Oprah or like Wendy Williams. Someone told me about putting the maxi pads in the shoes. And do you
remember? Oh, I think of you all the time.
Yes, but that one, and I was like, let me test this out. And I've tried different maxi pads. I've tried different.
Okay, hold on. Back up, you guys. If you need something to stuff your shoes, like say like your shoes are too big or they're uncomfortable and you need some like padding, anything.
If your feet slip in them, if like anything, like if you have to wear a pair of heels and you're going to be standing majority of the night, if you put some.
A maxi
always,
pad.
Always
brand
what
is the
I
one that
out,
you.
Always with wings because you with can, wings. Those things will really stick.
You're keeping these babies in business.
And everyone sometimes thinks it's gross, but I'm like, what? It's not like I take it. I don't like rip it off.
There's
of
not
my
any blood in it.
And stick it on.
It's no, clean.
You, but I mean, it absorbs moisture. It offers extra cushion. And if your shoes are slightly too big, it'll kind of like fill up that extra space and then it won't slip. When I've tried Dr. Scholl's, I've tried all that. That stuff ends up like at the toe of my shoe, which is.
And it
is
makes noises.
Trash.
It like squeaks.
Yeah, but it ends up just being horrific at the end of the night. So, I mean, that was like the ultimate trick. So it's like, I mean, I did a little trial and error of like what maxi pad works best, but always with wings.
That's
regular.
Amazing.
Regular. Don't get them too thin. Don't get the
regular. Don't forget.
But those kind of situations, and then you know, everything beyond there, like DIY stuff, like figuring out how to like get your own shave, make your own shave gel. Do you realize if you have aloe vera, and like coconut oil, you can make your own shave gel?
No, I just end up going like bare leg and getting like cuts all over my legs.
Mm-hmm.
So aloe vera and coconut oil. And could you use like any oil? Because what if somebody doesn't have coconut oil?
You could have olive oil.
Yeah.
You could use olive oil.
Because everybody has olive oil.
But one thing, coconut oil, I always recommend keeping in your house because that is great for skin and for your hair.
And teeth, right?
And your teeth. Yeah, you can do oil pulling. There's a post about oil pulling.
I read it.
I still do like when I go to the gym, I'll slather some coconut oil in my hair and put my hair like twisted up in a bun and go to the gym for an hour, come home and like wash it out and your hair is like silky.
That's
and
so
soft
smart.
And shiny. Yeah, the thing is like when you ever do a hair mask, I always recommend putting in if like you're about to clean for like an hour or so if you're gonna go to
the
gym.
Yeah, because I hate when I go to bed and it gets all over my I don't do it anymore because of that because it's so annoying. So
if
that's
if you ever
perfect.
Do an overnight one, just wrap a silk scarf around your head.
Bougie. Mm-hmm. Actually.
And also if you want to save your hair, if your hair gets frizzy or staticky. And you want to save a style, like if your hair has been like blown out recently, just wrap a scarf around your hair like loosely, like kind of like Aunt Jemima.
Yes, I love that
because it won't rub on the like static or the silk will help keep your hair just like shiny and not
okay. Everyone needs to invest in a nice doesn't have to be nice, but you know, just like a standard little silk scarf so that you can do that. See, I'm telling you, my Khaleesi's. Whenever I've ever had a question about beauty or hair or body stuff or anything, even like fitness, because Katie knows everything about fitness, like anything I've been able to ask her and she always has an answer for everything. So this is what you don't get to see that all the time on the show because, you know, the show's kind of about drama.
This has been the inspiration for Pucker and Pout, which is why I always tell people. I'm like, I've always been like a beacon of knowledge.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I always have, but I just retain information because this is something I do every day of my life. I invest like literally 30% of my life is just like investigating stuff and finding out and trying it for myself and then recommending it to friends.
Well,
so,
what
yes.
I get so many questions. I've gotten so many questions about what your, I know you change your beauty products all the time. Which ones as of right now are you really liking or what are you into? And it could be anything. It could be something with hair. It could be makeup. It could be body stuff. Like if there's anything that you feel like is trendy or maybe like steadfast, like something that really works and it's like something, it doesn't even have to be trendy, something that like you always will have and you use and you like swear by it. It could be anything that you could recommend to anyone who's listening.
Yeah. Okay, well, recently for my face, Sunday Riley.
What is that?
She started in cosmetics and then I think
sounds like the name of like Nicole Kidman's daughter.
I know, right? And then she now has her own line of skin products. But there's three products I use by her, but that I swear by because it keeps my skin look like
Is it like face wash or what is it?
Especially because like I'm the type of person that like probably should always drink more water than I used to, whatever. But yeah, there's a face wash, a skin serum, and then a face oil. So there's the face wash is ceramic slip, and then the serum is called Good Genes, which
that's cute.
What's up? We all need good genes in our
that's,
life.
I like that name.
And then Juno is the name of the face oil. She's got a couple different face oils, but that stuff. And then like every other day, I'll use like the Clarisonic like face brush thing that like sort of like vibrates.
Yeah, I've wanted to try that, but my skin's too sensitive. I can't even use face wash anymore.
You could. I only use water. Use the water. Honestly, like you know what I used on my face for a long time? Dial soap and water.
Well, I can't even use soap.
But I mean, finding a good moisturizer and a good like honestly, the Juno face oil is so good because your skin can absorb it so much better than moisturizer. Moisturizer often has a lot of stuff that wants to sit on top of your skin and like clog your pores and everything. That were if you find a good face oil, it really just like soaks into your skin nicely, and with like the proper nutrients and like vitamin E and like all that stuff is so good for your face. And so I recommend just trying out a couple. You can even go to Sephora and ask for samples. 99% of the time they have samples for you to try.
I love doing that. And side note, a lot of my friends do that too. Rachel does that. Mm-hmm. She'll go to the La Mer counter and just be like,
La Mer is so good. I need to go La Mer, get some.
Okay, I invested in Katie, I'm telling you, but I started mixing it with oils because it like it's like double the lock-in. So like I can't use soap on my face. I can't wash my face. It's like a thing. Like my skin's so sensitive that like especially with psoriasis, it's like I just can't. So I wash my makeup off with water. That rag that you introduced me to. Wait, explain to everybody about that. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God, you guys. This is a big deal. This is not
eraser.
They better fucking sponsor me after this or send me a bunch of free shit. Spend both of us some free shit. What is this? I'll let you explain.
There's a couple different ones. The one I've been using is called the makeup eraser.
Yeah.
So it's essentially a small like face towel size where you essentially wet and then you use it to wipe off of your makeup. So it's
like a specific material that like takes off every piece of dirt on your face.
It's something that like you basically just wet it and you can wash it up to like 100 times or something. So not only is it like economical in the sense that maybe you're using it to wash it or whatever, but you're not like using and tossing away towelettes every night, which are not as good for your face. I learned from a facialist recently because they will leave a residue on your face.
I do know that, yes.
But even with this stuff, so you just basically wet this towelette. You get it nice and wet and you just wipe it off. But it gets off even like waterproof makeup. I mean, it will leave nothing on your face. But even I still recommend after that using like either like just water to rinse off your face a little bit just to get any kind of like residue or whatnot, like. That's an important thing. But this stuff, these towels are magical in the sense.
No, you don't understand. It's like fucking Aladdin. And like he's like wiping the little genie. Yeah, mm-hmm. It is the magic carpet. I'm telling you guys, this is just a towel. There's no like chemicals on it. There's no soap on it. It is just like it's like if you were to pick up a rag that has nothing on it. And Katie introduced all of us to this. And if you just get it wet and you wipe off all of your makeup. And
I think I gave it to all of you for like Christmas.
Yes, that's no, Katie. That like it like changed my life because I now know I used because I always used to have acne, and I tried every freaking soap, every like scammy thing, Proactiv, everything. Nothing ever worked until I just like stopped using soap on my face, and then when I tried this towel thing that you told us all to try, and I literally now I feel like I never get a breakout ever, and I just take off my makeup and then put on a shit ton of moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
I mean, I will like I use like because again, it doesn't have any. It doesn't have product on it. It's like a special
there's no
fiber
nothing on it.
That when you get it wet, it just like
knows how to take off the.
It's like a magnet for make. It's an eraser basically. It is
like a magnet.
I mean, I just like eraser. I've gotten the habit of just like I'll use it and then I'll like just like splash water on my face and dry my face and then put like I mean the biggest trick is just use moisturizer. And I mean the one thing too is like you need to find out when you get products, where on your face you're supposed to use them. Like, do you know your La Mer where you need to use it?
No, I just use it everywhere.
No.
Well, what do you mean? I don't know. I just, because I always feel like super moisturized by it. Like, I feel, I and my face never feels like cracky when I use it.
Well, no, it's fine. But you know, you need to like rub it between your hands.
Yeah, I do
just,
do that.
And then you just press it. You pat it and press it into your face. But
I follow the rules. Kristen doesn't. Kristen thinks it's bullshit. But, no, but I follow the rules.
But technically, La Mer, I think you're supposed to use in your U-zone.
Oh.
Which is like.
Maybe that's why the psoriasis I'm right here on my, like above my brows is still around.
The T-zone is really sensitive. So you want to make sure whatever you're using in your T-zone, which is your forehead, down your nose, under your eyes, and then like above like your lip and chin area, because those areas tend to, if you do have like skin that's prone to be more oily or whatnot, or the pores will get more clogged easily, you want to be careful of the products that you use there. So La Mer, because of being such like a rich sort of intense product, like on your U zone where your cheeks, and then especially like your like your neck area that you need the extra moisture in, like that's kind of where the area you want to concentrate it in.
Okay, didn't know that.
So it doesn't clog your pores area, but yeah.
I will pay attention. I mean, just
what you do is you pay attention to the products that you have and where you're supposed to use them.
I get emails from listeners all the time asking me for advice on how to start a blog or a website. That's why I'm telling you that you need to go to Weebly.com and start right there. You don't need a web designer. You don't know how to code. I mean, they literally do everything for you, and it is so easy to use. There's like a wide variety of professionally designed, mobile-friendly themes to choose from. Love the fact that it's mobile-friendly. And all you have to do is like drag and drop stuff and build your website. It is so easy. I'm telling you. If I can do it, anybody can do it. But what I really, really like about Weebly right now is that you can actually build an online store. An online store. So, like, you can sell shit. How amazing is that? You guys, if you've been thinking about starting something online and you just feel like you don't know anything about it, so you're discouraged, don't be discouraged, because literally it's so easy to use Weebly that you can actually make your website from your mobile phone, like, with their app. That's how easy it is. So if you go to Weebly.com/straight up, you can get started for free. Free, free, free. That's Weebly.com/straight up. And you can start making your blog, website, or online store for free.
She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay, I have to just ask you this right now because I know that everybody will be emailing me and tweeting me about this. Where can people actually find that magic towel? Do you know what it's called? Or do you know where they can find it? Because I know this right now that I'm going to get so many emails and I'll be like, fuck, why didn't I say this on the podcast?
The makeup eraser. I mean, I've bought it off of a couple places. Like Sephora.
Is it called a makeup eraser?
Sephora has one that's not that, but they do have one where like it's just basically it's like it comes in a pack of like two. They're slightly smaller, but there's one called the makeup eraser.
Yeah.
And you can get it, I believe, on UrbanOutfitters.com. Okay. Where I've got them from. I know, I mean, Kitson used to sell them online. Like, I bought them.
Really?
Out of it. I think when Kitson went on sale, like, I bought, like, all of them. I think I bought, like, 10 of them on them.
God, you're so smart.
Just to have, I mean, I, like, just keep them on, like, but look up the makeup eraser, and then also Sephora has something very similar. And again, like, you can reuse them multiple times, but I think they cost, like, less
nothing
than like $15 or something like that. They're so cheap, but they will.
And I've used it. I haven't even bought a new one, which is probably bad. But I washed it in the washing machine.
You wash in the washing machine, but you can use it. I mean, I can probably use it like 5 times before I need to wash it. But if you get multiple,
oh, see, I'm way more dirty than you are. I use it like I feel like.
I mean, you probably can squeeze more time if you're
10 days straight. I feel like that is pretty much when I
that might be okay. I mean,
but I use like different corners of it.
That's fine, and depending on how much makeup you use, to be honest, too. I mean, if you're constantly caking it on, you're probably not getting much out of it. But
I should probably just like buy more.
But just have a couple and then you just rotate them. Like I probably have like 10.
You guys, I'm telling you, this is like a godsend. Like seriously, it's like way better than like buying those like makeup wipes at CVS.
Which are not good for your skin.
I only use those on my eyes now.
But if you're going to use those on your face, use like a micellar or micellar or something.
I don't know what that is.
Garnier and Simple came out with this thing where it's basically a water that's a cleanser that you don't need to rinse off. So I'll use that, or I'll either splash my face off or put that on a cotton swab and it'll get like extra residue off.
Okay, see, learning things every time I bring up a new topic.
It's like, it's like you know, cells that are like broken down and small, like if it was like in like a alkaline water where the
everyone loves alkaline water, yeah, right now.
Yeah, it's like a much smaller particles that can like actually, if you're drinking it, can actually get into your organs and hydrate you faster. So this micellar water, or whatever it's called, will actually break down dirt and everything on your face.
See how fucking knowledgeable she is? I've never even heard the word micellar. I don't know what that means. Is that even how you say it? Micellar water? It breaks down some particles of what?
It's like the cells are smaller. It's a
See, this is why you need to go to her blog, her beauty blog, because she knows what she's talking about. She even knows. She knows like scientific facts. I've never even heard any of those words.
I was just a weirdo, and I just like, this is how I spend my day.
Well, you're gonna do my makeup for the Justin Bieber concert.
Justin.
Okay. I still listen. We're going over, but I have to just go over a little because I just have some questions I really want to get to.
Do you mean to talk about Vanderpump Rules?
We don't have to. Those aren't even the ones that I wrote down. A lot of people wrote about Vanderpump Rules, and this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to do another podcast with Katie in a few weeks so that we can discuss that. I'm too scared to go there right now.
I mean, there's like maybe one or two things I'd like to say about it.
Do you want me to ask you or do you want to bring something up?
I think you might know. Okay. One second thought. Why don't you just ask me?
Okay. I'm just going to ask you. So I have a question. Somebody emailed me being like, can we discuss Lala? Can we discuss why you have, where, why Katie is such a problem with her skinny dipping, but not a problem with Stassi or anybody else skinny dipping? Yeah, and what's the deal with her? Because
okay, well, what the deal was with her, I don't even know. That's something I've been trying to figure out since day one. I'm much more of a person that's like observational. Like, I am that person that, like, when I meet someone, I'm like that, like, instinctual, like, intuitional person of like, am I gonna be friends with the person? Like, I don't know. Like, and normally sometimes I can tell very quickly. With her, I couldn't really tell because she kind of like in the first few instances was a different person each time I met with her. That's how I felt. But ultimately, the skinny dipping thing, truthfully, I mean, after I didn't go with them, obviously, to the waterfall. I hung back with Sheena and Shay. I'm not like a hiker person, and Sheena wanted me to hang back with her. I mean, you know, that's not important. But when everyone came back, like, there were several people, pretty much all of them, that came to me and they're like, oh my god, Katie, like, Lala was like taking her boobs out and the whole thing. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, everyone was kind of making a bigger deal about it to me. And then Tom eventually told me about it, and it was a little confusing to me because I could already gauge that other people felt very uncomfortable by it. And I didn't know if I should be uncomfortable by it. I mean, I already kind of did, because it just felt odd and strange that here's this person who we had only known for like a few weeks that,
yeah,
we were like hanging out with. Okay, fine. That's whatever. But it was just the sort of the fashion and what she did it that didn't make a lot of sense to me. It felt like it felt to me like, first of all, a lot of things she did and said felt like a ploy to get attention. And it was attention grabbing, and like, it was like a someone that needed to be reassured, and that to me doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm, again, I will say this on the record, like, I'm a very secure person. I don't often going looking for people to reassure me of things and for people to affirm things for me. So when other people do that to me, that shows a sign of like weakness or a sign of insecurity themselves. So truthfully, I just immediately just felt like that was an attention grabber thing. Like, she wanted people to look at her. She wanted people to look at her boobs. Like, it was broad daylight.
Well, she wanted to feel, I mean, she strikes me, I'm speaking for myself, not for you. Mm-hmm. She strikes me as somebody, watching it back and now hearing everything that I know, someone that just needs to feel like all the men want her. and thinks she's hot.
That's
and what, I'm yeah. is that and that's an energy that somebody puts out.
That's that. No, that's exactly what I picked up on too, is that she's somebody that leads with her sexuality, and usually you lead with your sexuality when you are validated by male attention.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but like that's 100% what it is. It's just like somebody that gets validation by male attention. And how did they do that? By taking their clothes off or talk. Like, I mean, she would always be very vulgar about the way she speaks, like talking about her pussy.
Yeah, her pussy and all this stuff. And like, yes, it's like what? Like, why do you need to talk? It weirds me out. See,
because guess
Katie,
what?
I would have been so much fucking worse if I were in your shoes. Thank God I wasn't in Hawaii. Thank God. I would have tore...
But
her pussy
first of
out.
All, the conversation.
Ooh, I can't believe
Hawaii,
I just even said the P word. Seriously.
Ew,
sorry. I don't like that word.
I don't like it.
I'm sorry. Her vagina out.
I mean, anyway. If you're getting down and dirty with someone, okay, fine. But like, just as like be like just at the dinner table and say that word is disgusting. But it was just very revealing to me, everything that happened and like her response to that, because truthfully that conversation obviously went on like longer. I mean, like, she started getting upset and I told her, I'm like, look, it's not the end of the world. Like, would you rather me talk to you about it or talk to everybody else about it? Like, I'm talking to you about it rather than talking shit behind your back, because that's one thing like I have not been a fan about doing, especially with her. I've always been very forthright with her, and you know, unfortunately you don't see a lot of conversations we have, but you know, I always have been. But what's been frustrating for me is seeing that my conversations there are now being spun into like my own like insecurities or whatever I have that I don't have, and you know, especially people trying to rope in like my own personal.
But all the people that actually know that, you know that that's not true. Like, if there's some, like, if I had to nominate a friend that is the most open-minded when it comes to sexuality and down for whatever, yeah, her and Tom have this shtick. It's funny. Lisa and Ken have the same shtick. Like, oh, they don't get laid. It's fucking shtick. You know what I mean? Like, you are the most open-minded. I went to you. I have to just say this. When Patrick and I first started dating in our long distance thing, I'm like, I forgot how to give a blowjob and I'm really scared. Like, I don't remember. It's been so long. What do I do? Katie had to give. I went to Katie to give me a lesson because she knows what's up. She's just open minded and really all about everyone just like, yeah,
whatever works for you.
Exactly. Like it's so funny to me to watch this and see that you're painted as this person that's like, oh no, you can't take your top off.
You're a prude.
Yeah, you're a prude. Oh, like,
why don't you be so frigid and go have sex with your boyfriend? Like, why don't you mind your own business and not worry about what I'm doing? Because I could make you blush.
It's like the opposite of who you are as a person. It's so weird.
If I could make people blush,
you would make you would. Absolutely. Yeah.
It gets frustrating because it's just like I don't have insecurities in my relationship. It's perfectly fine in my own sexual experience. It's so bizarre to me, but I feel like that's been not brought on by me. It's because I've called someone out on their own actions that they have not actually maybe realized or come to, I don't know, realization about that, like, maybe they should actually revisit and think about, because I'm not exactly the one that should be, you know, under fire about it.
But can I ask you why you haven't brought up, like, the smoking gun situation? Like, you're like, the fact that you just got vindication.
Oh, well, I mean,
on the
show. Well, let's be honest about things. Like, I had
you
a feeling. Okay, yes, I have had a feeling that, you know, Lala's not a girl's girl. I don't
even though she loves to say she is. Her actions
not a girl's girl.
Are the
she does
opposite.
Not,
yes.
I had a feeling she doesn't respect relationships. I that's been a very real feeling that I've had for a long time, because I've heard things from mutual friends that she's actually been a bit of a man stealer. Okay, fine. I still was open minded. But the fact that I had to watch like online, you know, after show of the after show to find out that she's, I've had a crush on Tom Schwartz. Like, how could you not?
Okay, Katie's being way too kind. You guys,
like,
I need you to go to BravoTV.com.
She says she
go
wanted
to look up the after show and watch Lala say, because Brandy and Julie asked her.
Let me see it.
Who she would want to hook up with next season.
She predicts she'll hook up with.
She'll hook up with next season.
She says she wants to bang my fiance because Lala knows a lot about me and Tom's sex life because she knows us so well that, you know, he's got a lot of pent up. So I imagine that he'll be really good in the sex, which is surprising to me because I'm like, wow, she really is up to date on our sex life. She has no idea how often we have sex. It's amazing to me how someone who doesn't even know me or Tom, even like 10% as people in our relationship for the last, we barely even know her and we met her less than a year ago, but yeah, she knows so much about our personal lives. Like, that's pretty amazing and remarkable to me. And the fact that she would go on record and be so vulgar and like trashy about the whole thing, I'm like, can everyone shut the fuck up about me being so insecure?
Yes, because
about
you were
Lala?
Right. She puts out this fucking energy and she's trying to like fucking steal whoever or get this attention.
Until like she starts looking like Sofia Vergara, like verbatim, I'm not going to be jealous of her for like more than 3 seconds. I might be jealous that she like is carefree and like I used to be when I was 25 years old and like not think I would gain weight and be able to eat whatever I want because I didn't think that would happen when I was 25. I mean, I'm envious of that, but I mean,
truthfully,
until she starts like looking like Sofia Vergara, like she's not really like an issue in my mind, but it's just, you know, it's just been an annoyance more than anything, just having to deal with somebody that's, you know, either desperate for our acceptance or desperate to try to like cause a rift between us.
I mean, or desperate to just like,
I don't know what it is.
Get a man's attention.
But I'm just like, what, like all it is like, okay, you got my attention, but like you're not keeping it. So what the fuck do you want from me? Like, you either need to prove yourself or like leave me alone because I don't.
Well, now I feel like
we
want to be left alone.
I don't know her.
Well, I honestly don't think I could overlook, because I remember like how I felt like that when I didn't know Sheena very well in season one, just because what I had heard. And if Sheena would have gone on the record to say, I predict that I'm going to hook up with I was with Jax. Okay. Mm-hmm. If she would have went on the record to say, I predict next year I'm going to hook up with Jax, and fucking flicked her tongue at his picture and described exactly like what she would imagine the pent up shit that Jax had. Like, I don't think I could ever speak to her again. I would never have been able to speak to her again. I think that's disgusting and repulsive.
No, it is repulsive. And that just confirms everything I felt about her and confirms my already like.
Yeah,
drive to not want to even
you knew exactly what was going on, and I hate that like people didn't get to see that.
Well,
that
also
sucks.
People don't understand that I have a pretty strong intuition about people, and that was my intuition well early on, and why I didn't trust her from early on. It's not about anything like of what she does for a living or who she is or anything like that. It's just simply I just knew, like my gut was telling me that this girl was just
bad news.
And like now I'm gonna hear like, oh well, that was clearly a joke. Like, I don't want to like,
I know, and I thought about that. That is exactly what she's gonna say. That's not funny. Nobody laughed out loud. No one chuckled.
It's a shame that it wasn't more funny, because I actually have a pretty good sense of humor, and that was not funny.
Yeah, it's like what is funny about that?
No, it just seemed like she was trying to get at me.
I hate when people are such fucking cowards, because I know that this is gonna happen, Katie. I know that she's gonna say it's a joke.
Predictions.
When people are such cowards that they want to attack somebody and piss somebody off, and then the second that they get a response, they're like, oh my god, I was joking, and then retreat and call their fucking mama. You know what I mean? Oh, but you're mean to me. It was a joke. That's not a fucking joke. It's not a joke.
Well, even if you aren't serious about it.
No, what? No, that's not something that people joke about.
No, I'm just saying that even if you weren't entirely like, I wasn't being serious about it. Well, then what the fuck are you being about it? Because for one, it's not funny. There was no punchline to that.
Yes.
It was gross. So what are you just have a horrible sense of humor and have no tact or lack any kind of like situational awareness and social awareness? Like, is that what your problem is? I mean, I already knew that a long time ago, but like, what exactly are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to like secure some kind of storyline for next year? Because I don't care.
Yeah.
Because like, first of all, I already know Tom thinks you're fucking disgusting. So that's not really a worry of mine. So I don't really know what you're trying to achieve here. It just seems that like you're like a little bit bitter and a little sour, and you're just trying to like get whatever you can in with me. That's somewhat, you know, you call me passive aggressive. If that's not the most passive aggressive thing,
the most passive aggressive. Yes.
It's like saying you want to fuck someone's fiance.
I hate
fiance
that she even gets a rise out of me from this. Like, I hate it. It just makes me so angry that people don't get to see that. Like, it makes me so mad.
It's not anger. It's just one of those things that you're just like, are you going to bother me with this? Like, really?
Good for you. I guess I'm just angry on your behalf.
How old are you? Like, I know you're... she's not... First of all, she's not that young. She's old enough to know.
She's only 2 years younger than me.
By the time I was 25, I was not... First of all, I never pulled that shit. But by the time I was 25, I mean, I was already with Tom. Like, I had already, like, done and experienced some things. Like, I was not pulling this shit. And I was not trying to call other people out on being insecure and being young or being, like, whatever. Like... I was not doing that shit. It's like, eventually it's like, you know what? Buck up. You're an adult. Stop trying to put people in certain like buckets, like that they don't belong in. Like, you're responsible for your own actions. Like, deal with it. Like, be a fucking woman. She's the one thing I haven't seen her be is a woman.
Drop the mic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Can I just like, before we wrap it up, can we just like acknowledge the fact? Yeah. Acknowledge the fact that, people keep tweeting both of us saying, why are you okay with Stassi skinny dipping but not Lala? Because I do it with my friends, my girlfriends.
We do it in the middle dark.
At 3 a.m. when we're wasted in the dark with
four girls. Guess what? I would never take my top in front of Jax or Sandoval.
Oh my God. I couldn't imagine being around one of my friend's boyfriends on a hike in Hawaii, like this waterfall, and being like, I think I'll go topless now and stand up as free and look at everyone as I can. No. And if I did, I know you wouldn't have a problem with it because it's me. But like, I wouldn't do it. Anyway, it's weird.
If you did, first of all, you would probably be so wasted. You wouldn't even like, well, your top would have blown off.
Yeah.
Like, you would have, your top would have just like, like,
I would never do that because like what person does
because
that?
Because guess what?
It's like odd.
I don't hang with chicks like that. I don't have a problem with boobs. Like, when I'm hanging out, like, first of all, like I always say, like, I've seen your boobs, Kristen's boobs, like more than I've seen my own, because like I don't have a problem with boobs. And first of all, it's called the internet. It's called like porn. Anyone could go look at boobs. I'm not that naive or that prude. Obviously I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is when someone's trying to get my fucking boyfriend's attention with their damn tits.
Yeah.
And that's something I know my friends would never do, because my friends are also friends. Like, they were, first of all, my friends respect.
Well, it's just
my
weird. Who does that in front of another person's boyfriend? Do you know what I mean? It's just like so fucking bizarre.
And you know what? At that point, and we were on a nude beach, I'd be like, well, everyone's tits are out. Let's all go for it.
Yeah, but I don't know if I would even want to in front of men that I know.
But yeah, if I was in Europe and on a nude beach, I wouldn't have any problem with anyone else, but I still would never, like, I would never stand up in front of Sandoval and be like, do you want anything from the snack bar?
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, that's just so weird.
It's weird.
Yeah, to me, that's very weird.
It's like your brother. Like,
yes,
if he saw
weird.
Your boobs, like, would you be like, like, you'd feel a little taboo.
I would
taboo
feel
about
like
things.
We're having incest.
With, I mean, but that's
like,
a problem.
That's very
with,
strange.
I mean, I guess that's a problem with Lala, is that she doesn't understand the inner workings of this friend group that she so desperately wants to be a part of, or so we thought, that she doesn't understand that that's not something we do around each other.
Yeah.
We don't just like, Jack's like, hey, remember these? Like, no, unless it's Kristen. Sorry, Kristen. But like, that's not like something that happens. Like, I will die happy as long as like Jax and Santa will never see my boobs.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but on Vanderpump Rules, you never actually see boobs, and neither do the boys. Okay? So that's the difference between Lala taking her fucking top off and us skinny dipping with four girls in the pitch black at night with no boys around us. That's the difference.
I know.
And also, I don't have a problem with boobs or cleavage. I just have a problem when someone's like actually trying to,
it's
like
the motive underneath it.
And I'm sorry, but you see at the end of it, it's not like I was trying to shove my pussy in his face. Like, oh.
Oh, gross.
Is that where we're going with
Please
this?
Don't remind me.
I know. Okay. But that's where I go with like the maturity and the motivation behind everything, of just being like, oh, okay, well, I get where your head's at, but I would like to begin to tell you where mine's at, but I just think it'll be a lost cause.
Well, you're just so eloquent. Jesus. How does someone who's had like a couple cocktails just like be so eloquent? Damn.
Because I'm trying to damn, keep girl. A level head for Biebs.
Well, you guys, we're going to go get ready so that we can go stalk the Biebs. I'm just going to have Katie back to answer some Vanderpump questions.
Yeah.
When I get permission from our bosses. Because, yeah, that's just something. We can't get in trouble. We got a job to do. You know what I mean? I love you. Thank you so much. I'm sorry that it took a whole entire year.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? Better late than never.
Well worth the wait. And I can only imagine. I couldn't imagine a better place than
in San Diego
at the Hard Rock getting ready for Bieber. You know? Stay tuned to hear what happens with that.
Sassy, it's not too late to say sorry.
Not too late not to say sorry. That's all I know. All right.
More than just your thing.
Well, Katie could go on forever with the Biebs. All right. Bye, Khaleesi's. Love you.
Leo.
Bye.